best friend died, and then my husband's brother-in-law died. So I watched them both die, and they were both similar age to me. So that made me even more fearful, much more fearful. And I just knew that I was going to die, because I just knew that cancer is something that takes your life and it just kills you. So on February the 1st, 2006, I told the nurse that I was very, very tired. I just want to sleep. And I hadn't had a good night's sleep. And I told her to just inject me with morphine. So she did. She injected me with morphine at night, and then she left for the day, and I went to sleep. On February the 2nd, 2006, I didn't wake up in the morning. I'd fallen into a coma, but apparently my body started to swell up. My face was very swollen, my legs, my arms. And when my husband Danny saw me in the morning, he tried to wake me up and I wouldn't wake up, but I was still breathing. He called my doctor, and the doctor told him to rush me to the hospital. And this was to the largest cancer hospital in Hong Kong, where I had never been before. I'd never been admitted there or visited there before, because prior to that, I'd just been going to the doctor's clinic.